Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. A wonderful group called the Lyra Vocal Ensemble of St. Petersburg, Russia is coming to town. They'll be giving a concert Sunday evening at 7:30 at Church of the Servant. And it is only a $10 charge. And Richard Williams is here to tell us all about it. Richard, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us, what is your interest in this vocal ensemble? Particularly, they sing Russian Orthodox church music and Russian folk music. How did you get interested?
Well, there's a personal connection in my case. I began with the Yale Russian Chorus in 1966, was recruited to that. I had no interest in or knowledge of it before, and became involved that way. So I've been singing with the alumni for quite some time. We sing transliterated Russian, that is phonetically spelled, and that's and the pieces have to be memorized.
I can't imagine how difficult that is to be, because you don't speak Russian, so...
Немного.
A little bit, okay. So you've learned a little bit as you've gone along.
Yeah,
so yeah.
You have to learn. We have many, in the alumni and in the original group, we had many Russian speakers, both natives and other people who were educated in Russian.
And how long did you sing with that group?
Well, still singing with the group.
Still singing.
The alumni version of the group.
Okay.
So it's been since 1966.
Wow. And so you said that you sang with them recently, a big anniversary they had? Or they
yes,
have one
the chorus
up?
Celebrated its 60th anniversary, and we sang that at Woolsey Hall and on the Yale University campus in November of last year.
Wonderful. Now, this group, the Lyra Vocal Ensemble, it's four singers, is that right?
It is, although I need to explain that they're from a larger community of singers in St. Petersburg. They're all graduates of the St. Petersburg Conservatory of Music. And some of them are conductors, some of them are opera singers, major soloists. In this case, we have four wonderful singers, with the exception of the tenor. They're all opera singers.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. So we're not talking just a amateur glee club. These folks are the real deal.
They are. In fact, Anna Makarenko, the soprano who's featured here, just was a finalist in the International Competition of Performers of Musical Romances in St. Petersburg in 2010.
Oh, my goodness.
She's I think, their, I'll call them her, the jewel of the ensemble.
Yes.
But to go back to explain, there are about 20 people in all who form the Lyra community in St. Petersburg. And they tour in groups from 4 to 6 people, owing to the logistics of travel. International
right.
travel are somewhat easier with a smaller group. The group that we will hear has just come from Switzerland, where they were touring. So I think we're very, very lucky indeed to have them.
How did you hear about them? How did you learn about their tour and the possibility of bringing them to Wilmington?
Well, they've toured in the United States since 2004, and they've been in various parts of the U.S., and I guess they've learned that if they contact the diocese of the Episcopal Church and other mainline Protestant churches where their music is usually performed, that they will get the names of churches and people who may be interested in their music. So in this case, someone from our diocese contacted Church of the Servant here and let them know about this group. And so I made contact with them because of my own interest
right.
in the music, and the rest is history.
That's funny. I would think they'd be touring all the Russian Orthodox churches, but maybe there aren't that many of them.
There aren't that many of them. Mm-hmm. In this case, they're touring the Southeast.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw on their calendar that there's a single Orthodox church, probably pan-Orthodox, I imagine, not just Russian Orthodox, that they're singing at, but the rest are churches of various stripes.
Those churches where they're welcome.
That's right.
That's great.
Exactly.
Let's talk a little bit about what they sing, because they cover the musical heritage of the Russian Orthodox Church, but also Russian folk music, and then we'll hear a little bit of their music as well. In fact, let's hear a little bit of the music now, and then we'll talk about what they do. What is this first piece, Richard? This is from the church liturgy. Can you tell us about it?
It is. This is what we call the Te Deum Laudamus, in Russian, Tebya Boha Khvalim. It's by Dmitry Bortnyansky, or arranged by Bortnyansky. In English, it begins, "We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. All creation worships you, the Father everlasting. To you, all angels, all powers of heaven, the cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, 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 Lord God of power and might." Which I think we're familiar with this part.
Yes.
In any event, it's a piece that our group from Yale also sings, and we usually begin our concerts with it.
All right, let's hear that now, or part of it.
Tebe, O God,
music of the Russian Orthodox Church, which you will be able to hear some like that on Sunday evening at 7:30 at Church of the Servant. That's at 4925 Oriel Drive. The concert Sunday evening is at 7:30 and will feature the Lyra Vocal Ensemble, or I should say four members of the Lyra Vocal Ensemble, traveling out on tour, coming from Switzerland, but their home base is St. Petersburg, Russia. And here talking with us about the Lyra Vocal Ensemble is Richard Williams. If we have time, Richard, we'll play a little bit of the folk music as well so people can get a real sense of the whole thing. So you heard about them being on tour. Had you ever heard this particular group before in person?
I had not. And so I was pleasantly surprised to hear them sing. They have a website. You know, just putting their name into any search engine, Google, for example, will bring up the website, and you can see a compilation of all of their work on CD.
And it's Lyra, L-Y-R-A, Lyra Vocal Ensemble.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Let me give also the website for Church of the Servant, which is a place you can get your tickets ahead of time if you want to, or also just read more about this upcoming concert on Sunday evening at 7:30. It's Church of the Servant, C-O-S, Episcopal, .ec.D-I-O, so it's Eastern Carolina Diocese, .org, C-O-S, Episcopal, .ec.D-I-O.org. You can also call the church phone number 395-0616 for more information. The tickets are $10 in advance. They're also $10 at the door. So if you want to just show up and enjoy the concert and pay as you come in, that will work just fine. What are you particularly looking forward to hearing on Sunday night, Richard? Is it the liturgical music that really touches you the most, or the folk music? Is there a particular thing that you just can't wait to hear them do?
Well, I have to admit that the liturgical music is what really moves me very emotionally. I had the opportunity to go to Moscow in 2004 with my own group, a group of my own singers, and for the first time I got to hear some of the pieces that we perform normally. You mentioned the Vespers from Rachmaninoff. We actually sang a piece with a Russian chorus at the Svetyakov Gallery in Moscow, and I was moved to tears. It was one of the most moving experiences. And so from then on, whenever I learned that a real Russian group was singing its music somewhere where I could hear it, I was be there with bells on. Yeah.
There is a power there. There's a distinctive style, a certain kind of rhythm that is there that I've not heard in any other form of music. Mm. I heard at the very, very opening of that last piece that we heard, and I'm a big fan of Russian folk music. When I was a kid, we had the Soviet Army chorus and band recordings at home. I don't know why. My family was nuts about those, and I used to just listen to the folk music particularly, and they weren't singing, of course, liturgical music because this was from the Soviet Union, but just the sound of those voices singing in Russian was a really, really moving, powerful thing to me.
Well, I should add, I mean, it's not that I don't like folk music. It's just you asked me between the two.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I grew up as well at home with an album from the Don Cossack Choir, which was an all-male a cappella singing group of Russian immigrants that came out. I guess they were popular in the 1920s and 30s, but were still singing by the 50s.
Oh, that's
and my
great.
Recording, I think, was most of the music from there. And I grew up with that, actually, putting that on occasion. I don't know why we had music from the Don Cossack Choir.
But you did.
But there it was. Their leader, Sergei Zharov, I met at a Russian colony in upstate New York many years later when I was performing as a young student with the Russian chorus, and I was thrilled to meet him. He was very diminutive in stature, probably maybe 5 feet 1 inches or 2 inches tall, but clearly he still had the bearing of a maestro.
That's wonderful. We're talking about a concert coming up Sunday evening at 7:30 at Church of the Servant. Four members of the Lyra Vocal Ensemble traveling here from St. Petersburg, Russia. We've been talking with Richard Williams. The concert is only $10. You can just show up at the door Sunday evening a little before 7:30 and get your ticket, or you can contact Church of the Servant to get your ticket ahead of time. Celebrating the musical heritage of the Orthodox Church and also Russian folk music. I'm going to play just a tiny bit more of this, Richard, and then we'll be fading it out and moving on to the rest of the music for this hour. But any last thoughts, anything else you want us to be sure to know before I sign off here?
Well, I can just explain that the piece that you'll be playing is called Kupalinka, and it's a well-known Belarusian folk song. It tells the story of a girl who gathers in a garden of roses and turns them into a wreath. And they're associated with the ancient pagan holiday of Ivan Kupala.
Thank you. the Belarus folk song Kupalinka here on 91.3 WHQR. Remember, the Lira Vocal Ensemble of St. Petersburg, Russia, or four members of that ensemble, will be at Church of the Servant Sunday evening at 7:30. That's at 4925 Oriole Drive. Tickets are only $10.